Right now in our studios, we have Clarice Graybaugh. Graybaugh, did I get that right?
You did.
Oh,
great.
Thank you. I think I've said it every which way this morning, and I apologize for that, Clarice.
That's okay.
Clarice is running for city council, the at-large position, which is currently held by
Greg Colby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in, Clarice.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about, first of all, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about yourself, how you got to Northfield, where you're in the situation you're in right now, running for city council.
Well, I grew up in Nebraska. I attended a large public high school and a small church that was active in refugee resettlement. My parents emphasized service over anything else. My dad provided free medical care to jail inmates. My mom did pro bono work. And so that's something that's been fundamental to my growing up. I moved here with my husband and two very young children at the time. Josh was less than a year old in 2001. I was at home with my children for a while, and then I went back to school as an older person to receive my teaching license at St. Olaf. Mm-hmm. I got a license in biology, which is what my undergraduate was in. And then I went to the University of Minnesota to get a license in adult education. So I now teach adults in Northfield who have not graduated from high school.
All right. Wow, that's quite a journey that you've had.
Yeah.
Let's talk about why you're running for city council. Why city council? Why now? Is this just an interesting time in your life? Do you have more free time now? Because it's going to take a commitment.
It will, yeah. I probably have less free time now because I've been pretty busy at work. But no, mm-hmm. I've always been active in the community. I've served on several boards and been active with many organizations in town. In fact, that's how I first came to meet people when I moved here. I've served on the boards of Prairie Creek Community School, the Cannon Valley Youth Orchestra, the Library Board. I've been a Rotarian, done work for the Historical Society. But after the last election, I just started to feel disheartened with the discourse that was going on and decided I wanted to do more. I don't have an agenda or anything. I just want to serve and do more for my community.
All right. Let's talk about some of the issues that are going on now. Do you have any things in particular that you would like to see? You mentioned the discourse. Mm-hmm. But as far as things that are going on within the city, whether it be development, infrastructure, anything else?
Well, things that are important to me include climate change, coming up with a plan for possibly a carbon reduction plan, working on our wetlands and our flooding situations here in Northfield. I'm also concerned about issues surrounding race and equity, and I'm really excited to see the development of a racial equity action plan in Northfield. And then I also am concerned about the economy. I understand that we all have a lot of neat things that we want to do here in Northfield, and those things cost money, and we can't do that unless our economy is healthy. So that includes growing our tax base, supporting our downtown and our business owners. I've spent quite a bit of time meeting with business owners and prominent people in the city, learning more about that, and it's something that I'm excited to possibly work on.
That economic development, the growth, is going to be a big factor. Northfield has seen in the last couple of decades, like Faribault, mm-hmm. they've expanded their tax base quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Whether we can do that or want to do it in the same way, which they have, is another question. But is there anything as far as, the direction mm-hmm. of economic development, whether it be, developing the 500 acres we have out on the northwest mm-hmm. portions of town, whether it be infill,
mm-hmm.
any particular things that you hold strongly?
I don't think that we will develop in the same way that Faribault has for a couple of reasons. They're right next to the interstate. We are 7 miles from the interstate. We have in Northfield a relatively high percentage of residential tax base and not a huge amount of land available. So that has created a need to be to focus on infill. A good example of that is the expansion that's going on at Aurora Pharmaceuticals. They are expanding right now, and which is exciting because they have some high-paying jobs. I have met with our finance director, Brenda Engelstad, and our Ben Martig, and Nate Carlson, who has only been here for, I think, maybe 2 years or a year or two, is doing some great things. He is focusing on relationship building with business owners, which I think is very important, so that we keep in contact with folks so they can have a predictable process when businesses want to expand, and also to hear concerns before they get worse.
Mm-hmm. Clarice Graybo is with us, or Graybaugh,
uh-huh, Graybaugh.
Okay, is with us. Once again, she is a candidate for the at-large position of city council. You had mentioned Northfield right now is going through the budgetary process, and you had mentioned that the residential shoulders a big burden, along with just having a smaller tax base, kind of a bigger burden. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the spending. Last year, city council approved a tax levy that was around 8.5% or so. Mm-hmm. This year, it looks like, or the preliminary is around 5%. We don't know exactly what that's going to be. What are your thoughts on that? Those are the biggest increases we've seen in a number of years. Your thoughts on that, and where do you think you'd like to take the council in the future?
I think the reason we had a higher a jump last year is that we realized as a city that we were underpaying some of our staff. And I do a lot of the increase, the overall expenditures, which are up about $412,000, is because of personnel and salary increases, which I do think is important, because if we want to have people that are qualified and talented, we want to keep them here. So we need to pay them appropriately. I think this year, because city is a service industry, really, the only way that we can have significant reductions would be to have staff cuts or reductions in services. I wouldn't recommend staff cuts. There are some things like the police department, for instance, hasn't had another officer added since like the year, I want to say 2000 or 2001. And our population has grown by at least 3,000 since then. The parks department also is woefully understaffed. If folks have ideas about ways that we could reduce services, I'm open to that. But I don't see specific reductions happening anytime soon.
Once again, we're talking with Clarice Graybaugh. She is a candidate for the at-large city position. We will be talking later on in the week with Greg Colby, who will be her opponent in that. Let's talk about the you had mentioned that racial equity, climate are big things for you. Tell us where you'd like to see Northfield, or what you'd like to see Northfield do or adapt as far as the racial equity goes.
In terms of coming up with a racial equity action plan, we're at the very beginning stages as a city.
Okay.
We need to decide what is our vision and what are our results. And we need to decide what will those results look like and how are they measurable. I think we want people in our city staff and on our boards and commissions to reflect our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that I'm excited to work on.
Now, Northfield recently has a climate change action committee. I'm not sure the name of that, but
A climate action plan advisory board.
Okay. Are you involved with that, or have you looked at what they have done?
I am not on the board, but
okay.
I've attended several meetings.
Uh-huh.
They have they are working on, and they have about 6 subgroups right now, and they are working on coming up with ways that we can tackle climate issues. I think everybody can agree that weather events are becoming more extreme, our winters are warmer, flooding is becoming a bigger issue. And so they're going to come up with a plan to address several areas like land, waste, carbon reduction, things like that. And a big part of getting started on that is education, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Clarice is with us, City Council. Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up while we have you on the air?
I just appreciate this opportunity, and I'm grateful to be able to do what I can and participate in a wonderful town.
All right. Well, Clarice, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you on Election Day.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's coming up quick.
Thank you.
Clarice Graybaugh, once again, on the City Council at Large. Her opponent will be Greg Colby, and we'll be talking with Greg a little bit later on.